Lord thy God, thou shalt have none other gods but me.
No Lord have mercy upon us, and in thy hearts be this soul.
Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, and visit the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands, and them that love me and keep my commandments.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all that thou hast to do. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou and thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant and thy maidservant, thy cattle, and the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Thou shalt do no murder.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Thou shalt not steal.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this soul.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his servant, nor his maid, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is his.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and grant peace by the laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, since early days, Christians have observed with great devotion the time of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and prepared for this by a season of penitence and fasting. By carefully keeping these days, Christians take to heart the call to repentance and the assurance of forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel, and so grow in faith and in devotion to our Lord. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Church, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. Let us therefore pray for grace to keep Lent faithfully. Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all them that are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the prophet Joel. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me, saith the Lord, with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, Where is their God? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Upon me, O God, after thy great goodness,
according to the multitude of thy mercies, do away my offenses. Wash me clean from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and thou hast healed in my sight, that thou mightest
A reading from the letter of James. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he give more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, Lord Christ.
Although it's Ash Wednesday, I claim the luxury of two texts. First, from the Book of Common Prayer Litany. O Holy, Blessed and Glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. And then from today's Gospel, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I may say that the second text has nothing to do with St. Valentine's Day. I recall from my childhood that in J.M. Barrie's story of Peter Pan, there's a pirate called Starkey. I don't recall quite what the matter with him was, but his characteristic line was, "Miserable Starkey, miserable Starkey, miserable Starkey, a threefold miserable." To which the pirate chief, Captain Hook, responds impatiently, "Say, happy Starkey, happy Starkey, happy Starkey." For a short time, Starkey manages to say, "Happy Starkey," but quickly reverts to "miserable Starkey." Now, there may well be here important reminders of how inappropriate it is to tell someone to snap out of a state of melancholy. But I'm more concerned today to reflect for a moment on the meanings of such words as miserable and happy. I'm sure that this morning the prayer book litany was recited here, and will be on a number of other occasions during Lent. When it was sung in St. Barnabas Church on Advent Sunday, someone said to me afterwards, "I cannot bear all this stuff about miserable sinners." And indeed, those words are sung at the beginning of the litany 8 times, just in case you should miss the message. But then the point is that miserable sinners are not people who are neurotically self-flagellating. Rather, they are people who accept that they are in need of God's mercy. Miserere nobis, have mercy upon us. And to accept that we are in need of God's mercy, that is to say, miserere, is without doubt a vital step towards our realization that God is merciful. And what should follow from that realization is that we will indeed accept his mercy and know deep in our hearts that we are forgiven, which in turn, it seems to me, is truly to be happy, to be blessed in reconciliation with God and our fellow human beings. This, I hope you might realize, is the pattern of sacramental confession, that we must say miserere as we recall our besetting sins, or to quote from hymn 66 in the New English Hymnal, our brooding on supposed wrongs, our refusals to allow old bitterness to depart and resentments to cease. Or hear something similar in the words of the great Welsh poet priest R.S. Thomas. Yes, that's how I was, I know that face, careless of the claim of the world's sick or the world's poor. Let me go back on my two knees slowly to undo the knot of life that was tied there. So then, we know, we should know, that if we go on our knees to the confessional, we shall rediscover, in the deepest possible way, God's mercy, and experience the undoing of the knot of life which strangles us, and come away blessed, happy, in the most profound way. Our heads anointed, our faces washed in a wonderful sacramental way, for that means being renewed in the baptismal washing away of sin and being anointed with the grace and the life and the love of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. That's the pattern of the sacrament of reconciliation, which brings us again into our baptismal state in which we are worthy to come to the Holy Communion. And today I suggest also that it is the pattern of a Holy Lent. The life of a monk, St. Benedict tells us in his rule, is to be a continuous Lent, a life of penitence. But this is not, as one commentator puts it, a matter of morbid sorrowing over one's sins, but rather, along with an aversion from self-centered isolation, a conversion, or new conversion, to Christ. Conversion to participation in the community of the new covenant in Christ. Thus it is for St. Benedict a joyful longing, a joyful preparation for Easter when the newly baptized and those already baptized together affirm that they are the body of the risen Christ, that they are blessed, happy, that they who have cried out miserere are indeed happy. Monks live very intensely in community, but Benedict's words and teaching may surely be applied to us who in our fractured world and our individualistic society so sorely need to experience community and to be community, above all, we would hope and pray here, Christian community. Baptism and the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, all of them are concerned in their various ways, first with miserere, with the need for washing, the need to hear the word of mercy spoken, the remembering of the broken body. but all of them too are concerned with the blessedness, the true happiness of life in Christ, where faces are washed and heads anointed, and the joy of Easter is rediscovered and lived anew. By all means then, this Ash Wednesday, let us savour the pirate Starkey's limited vocabulary, miserable and happy, but let us, by the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, use prayerfully the discipline of this holy season to delve into the Christian significance of those words, so that, indeed, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, our need of God's mercy, we may obtain perfect remission and forgiveness and join, washed and anointed, in the Easter praises of the whole company of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Serve and be seen in the news of life, to be honored and glorified. forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in holiness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, I invite you to receive these ashes as a sign of the spirit of penitence with which we are invited to keep this season of Lent.
Remember the